while I'm personally experienced, in our childhood, there are not so many problems. Now India is faced with so many problems on account of increasing personality.
Not simply because of increased population.
There's no question of increased population. This is, I say always, this is foolish.
That's foolish?
Yes. When you say increase of population, it is a proposal of foolish person. Millions of ants will come up. So who is giving their food? There are millions of elephants in the forest. Who is giving their food? There are millions of trees. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Out of that, 8 million species are other than humans. And 400,000 species, human beings, out of that, civilized persons are very few. And though all the problems are in the civilized, so-called civilized.
And that's because you would say that we have the wrong...
No, we are believers in God, you see? So we know God is the original Father. He is supplying maintenance for everyone. So there is no question of increasing population. If there is increase of population, God has enough resources to feed them. It's not the question of increasing population. It is the question of demonic civilization.
Well, I would then have to ask you about that.
Yes, in my fashion. Yes.
I
mean, that demonic civilization is creating problems.
Because the demonic...
Not the increase of population. This is the desire. So it's now such... So for our study, that in America, in Africa, in Australia, there are so much vacant places that the present population of the world, if it is increased 10 times, it's still there is enough food.
And you think that there's enough food?
There is enough, but we have made artificial division. This is America. The Americans, they went from Europe, they illegally occupied that place. Now they won't allow anyone to come there. Similarly, the Australians, they won't allow to come there. New Zealand, Africa. What? Our philosophy, everything belongs to God. And we are all sons of God. Everyone has got the right to live at the cost of God. This is our thing.
That the values of Western civilization have made that.
Western civilization has created artificial. This is Africa, this is America,
yes.
This is Europe.
Therefore, that's made living as the children of God impossible.
Yes. Because the one son of God is not allowing the other son to come. And that we haven't got the right. For this. Just like your father has got 10 sons. So all the 10 sons have got the right to use the property of the father. That is law. Similarly, all the living beings, not only human, but animals, birds, beasts, everyone. This is called spiritual or transcendental community. According to Vedic civilization, a householder has to see that even a lizard in the room is not fasting to see whether it has got his food. Even there is a snake in the house, the householder is to see whether the snake has brought food. A householder would stand on the street and before taking his food, he will say loudly, if anyone is hungry, please come, still I have got my food. And if there is no response, then he will get food.
That's a very difficult doctrine for many people in civilization.
Because that means that is civilized. That is civilization. Animal civilization is that one dog as soon as this other dog is coming. No, 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 why are you? Just like it. Here everywhere. The immigration department, how long will it stay? So many things. Why? Because that if human being is coming, basic civilization is, if you want his enemy, if he comes to your home, you will see him as so friendly that you will forget that you are on his enemy.
That is, but it must be very difficult for you to.
No, it is difficult because this civilization is demand. Just like India. India welcomes everyone. But the result was they occupy. That's you're English people. They are welcome. Lord Clive was welcome. But he insists to occupy me. And his statue is worshipped here. Because what is his credit? He made an insist illegally enter India and make occupation. That is his credit. Yeah. And he's worshipped.
Well,
that is just
that's really what I was saying. Well, you must find rather difficult teaching the values of brotherhood in a society, a world, society
which is natural brotherhood. Just like in a family, naturally, father has got ten sons, one brother. But one son is intriguing how to change the whole family.
Yes.
That is going on. That is demanding. If every one of the father's sons, hey, father is worth and father's property equally should be distributed. But now, one cunning son is simply intriguing how to occupy the whole estate for me.
Yes.
That is going on all over the world.
And how do you stop that?
By Krishna consciousness.
By Krishna consciousness.
As soon as you are educated that God is one, Father is one, we are all sons. Then the whole solution is there.
Because there's no need for any one person to have any more. Because there's no need for any one person to have any more than anybody else.
No, God has given everything.
Yes.
God has given everything. But if one party becoming demonically powerful, he occupies everything. The other suffers.
Yes. But the difficulty is, and that's a very optimistic view of human nature.
That is civilization.
But no,
that is not optimism. That is common civilization.
Some people might say, who weren't perhaps as convinced as you.
Some people might say, demand. We are creating demand. By your education, we are creating demand. That demand that has been frustrated, they are now becoming hippies.
Yes.
That is the point. Because everyone wants to enjoy. So as soon as he cannot enjoy, there is some reaction.
Reject.
Reject or reaction.
Yes.
Protest, rejection. So before this protest and rejection and reaction, if the leaders of the society become cool-headed, that actually God is provider of everything. Everyone is son of God. So everything, property of God, must be enjoyed by everyone. This is the leader's only thing. Then everything is yours. There is no question of increase of population. There is enough food. In America, there is so excessive force, so there is poor. It is poor. And they, for this, don't produce more. Why? Produce more. Distribute more.
Yes.
What is it?
Yes. I know you define that as civilization, but just, I was trying to suggest that some societies, and indeed some individual personalities, are avaricious by seemingly by nature.
One is called sattva-gun, one is called rajo-gun, another is called tamo-gun. Goodness. Rajo-gun is passion, and tamo-gun is death. So at the present moment, these two gunas, qualities, darkness and passion, is this attribute. Goodness gone. Goodness and the darkness and passion, the symptoms are greediness and lust. People are being educated to become greedy and lust. Yes, that's true. Nobody is being educated to become good.
And that's what?
So what is the use of this actual university? If you are producing greedy and lusty people, then what is the use of education? Vidya dadati namrata. Education means everyone should be gentleman.
Yes.
That is education. And if you produce lusty and greedy people, there is no, this is animalism.
Yes.
The animals are lusty and greedy.
Predominant Western civilization.
There was Roman Empire, there was Mughal Empire, there was Parthian Empire, there was the Egyptian Empire and Greek and so on. They come and go. And there is a song, Bible song. Papa Chaturanana Mari Mari Jao. There are so many Brahmas come also and they die. So, these kind of intriguers, they will come and they stay for 100 at 1 and create some problems. There are Hitler, there are Napoleon, there are this and that. So they will come and go. They come and go.
Some disturbances
and go.
Yes, but
nobody will stay.
But they don't seem to be improving society. When they do come and go, society doesn't seem to improve on the way.
But if you cannot, if you remain demon, then there is no question of improvement.
Mm-hmm.
You must be prepared to become, there are two classes. One is called God or demigod, another is called demon. If you continue your demonic civilization, there is no question of happiness. That Hitler will come and this will come, that will fight for some time, create some disturbance and another Hitler will come,
another will come. There will always be
unhappiness. Yes. Our philosophy is you cannot be happy and prosperous in this demonic
situation. What about the Western religions like Christianity? That's been with us now for 2,000 years and doesn't seem to have helped people to become particularly...
I don't try to understand what is really. Then we come to different types of religion. Religion means to understand God. We will reach to that sometimes. So, this Christian religion is teaching to understand God and to become obedient to God, then it is all right. If it is not teaching that, then it is useless. Simply by standing on his chest, what you can do?
Well, nothing.
That is why. Simply by standing on Hindu. What did you get?
Well, I've never been able to understand what the game was either.
Christian religion is good, provided the followers of the Christian are actually followed. But they are not following. They are not following. They are simply artificial, gambling. And Christian religion is the first order in doubt and not kill. But the Christians are very smart in killing.
Okay.
So which Christian first of all is
they
were Christian, they would be noble. The first commandment is not Jesus Christ. That thou shalt not kill. Now, everyone is killing. And he still hits Christian. So this kind of Christian religion or Hindu religion, what will be the benefit? If you don't follow, simply you stand yourself that I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. That is good. Nobody is Christian, nobody is Hindu, nobody is Muslim. Everyone is demon. Everyone is demon. That is our problem. Except there is no Christian, there is no Hindu, there is no Muslim. Yes. That is our problem.
Except people who have accepted the Krishna consciousness.
Thank you. Krishna consciousness is not so easy. First of all, you are talking about the Christian religion. I say the Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion, there may be different religions, but what is the aim of religion? That is human. The aim of religion is to know God. If you profess some religion, but if I ask you what is God, if you cannot explain, then what is the use of your given religion?
Probably none. But people like to have, or seem to like to have, a religion.
They don't like God. They don't like God. As soon as somebody speaks of God, they say they are crazy. So actually there is no Christian, no Hindu, no Muslim, all demons. That's all.
How do you stop that?
Well, they become religious. If you are really Christian, then you are all right. But you are not Christian. Because you are violent. The order of Christ is not Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now Jesus Christ sacrificed his life and he says that he atoned for your sin, but you are not stopping your sinful life. And still you are clinging to the Christian. The problem is going on. Yes. Actually, there is no Christian. Otherwise, Christian is very nice, isn't it?
Yes. Do you think that you can help large numbers of people in this country understand that?
I can help everyone, provided he takes my help. If he refuses my help, how can I help you? I'm asking people to become God conscious. But if you refuse to become God conscious, how can I help?
But do to become God conscious, do you think they have to become a devotee of Krishna consciousness?
No, you become devotee of God. If you don't accept Krishna, then you have got some idea of God.
Yes.
Or not.
You could accept the idea of God in another manner than
Suppose we are giving Krishna, presenting Krishna as God, and we are giving God's name, address, place, and yes, yes, don't laugh. Are you serious? Yes. If you refuse to accept Krishna as God, then you present your God. Give me his address, name, and occupation. Can you give me?
No.
Then you take from me.
If you
do not know, then take it from me. And if you know better than me, give it to me. You do not know, if you will not accept, then what is your question? That you don't want to know God.
No, probably
you, when I say, do you know what is God, you say no.
No.
When I present God, he says, why shall I accept? It is your God.
Yes.
At least we have got some God. But you know, you don't know what is God. So my position is better than.
Well, if you accept that, and again, it's a slight digression.
Now, you have no idea, God. You cannot give name, address, occupation, or I don't.
Do you need to have a name, address, and an occupation for God?
Huh?
Do you need to have a name, an address, and occupation for God?
Yes.
Yes.
Just like he where to come. I ask you what you are, what is your name, what is your address, what is your occupation. This is the first introduction. If I do not know your name, address, occupation, then where is the use of person?
So I would, again, it's a very interesting concept because often in Western civilization, God is defined more as an idea than as a
something. That is nonsense. God is fact. God is a person like you and me. You can talk with him, you can see him. That is God. Not idea. We are talking with Krishna. We are taking his instruction and abiding by his order. It is not an idea. It is fact. That is God.
That's a difficult thing for people to
say. Not difficult thing. If you do not say it is difficult. If we accept, there is no difficult. They are accepted. They do not believe it. They are also belong to Western countries. They are happy. And ask him.
I'm not suggesting that they are.
And they will give you all information of that.
Yes, I'm not suggesting that they are not happy, nor that your followers aren't convinced that you're right.
So,
you can
become also happy, you can also God providing care. You don't say that God can help.
What I'm suggesting is, at least trying to say, is that for a large number of people...
Well, large number, when you pick up something good, you cannot accept many, just like if you want to sell diamonds, you cannot expect that the whole population of England will purchase. Well, there is a question of diamonds. The customer also must be very weak. Similarly, to understand God is not to be easy job.
No.
Only the fortunate, pious, nice people can understand God.
And I want to take work to devote their time to try.
But we are giving facility to everyone to understand God. Everyone.
But it does require a certain price for them to pay as individuals.
No price. Simply to become sincere.
To sincerely try.
Yes. If you are sincerely anxious to know God, there is no difference. There is no difference. But from Lula may come on. One must be very much anxious. But I must know God. Then God is with me. There is no question of paying so much money to a person. Our transaction in the system of success moment, there is no money to pay. I did not pay anything to them. Neither they are there. It is a question of understanding.
Yes, I'm only suggesting that you were saying already that only people who are kind or gentle perhaps would find it easy to start. There are obviously, as you were saying, lots of people who are not so kind or gentle and presumably would find it more difficult.
No, they may not be gentle, but we are gentle. Please come to us and learn.
Yes.
They may not be gentle. We can create them, provided we follow them.
Is there one single...
You can ask them all, this is someone.
Yes.
They're laughing at God.
One last question. Is there a single, simple message that you could give to people who don't know anything about Krishna consciousness, to help them to understand it? Is there one simple, single,
very simple? God is a provider.
Yes.
God is an enjoyer. If God is a provider, he must be an enjoyer.
Yes.
And God is the supreme guide.
Thank you very much.
If we simply understand this speaking, this is fact.
God is the provider.
God is the provider. God is the enjoyer. And God is the supreme self. Now we analyze Now, you cannot say that you are the proprietor of this land. Nobody can say. If the land was there before your birth, and the land will remain there after your death. So, during your span of life, you are simply claiming this is mine. But before your birth, after your death, it belongs to somebody. The supreme proprietor. And because he is the supreme proprietor, he is the supreme enjoyer. And as he is the supreme friend in this way, that he is giving all necessities of life to everyone. Nobody can be better friend than God.
Thank you very much.
So these three things you need to try to understand, that God is the proprietor, God is the supreme friend, and God is the supreme enjoyer. Then all problems solve.
May I come in and ask you for BBC Radio 4 just to tell me, in fact, what is the purpose of your visit to London?
To teach you these things, as just as talking with your friend, that God is provider, God is friend of everyone, and God is the supreme.
I understand, in fact, that you are a pure devotee of Krishna. What is it mean?
Yes.
Can you tell me what it means?
Yes, devotee of Krishna, yes. Devotee of God.
But what is the extent of your purity?
What is it?
What do you mean by being pure? Does it mean that you have seen Krishna?
Yes, I have seen every moment. I mean, if you want to see, I can show you.
Please do.
Yes, but now it's not so easy. It's not so cheap that you want to see immediately, I can show you. You have to become student, that's it. Very good.
I will have to become a member of the Krishna movement.
Not only member, student also. There are many members. They pay some money. But they are learning according to my way.
Can you tell me what is Krishna consciousness?
Bhaktivalyama, unless you this thing or not. If you want to see God, you have to become a student also. Are you prepared to that?
I haven't got the opportunity to become a
student. Don't talk of seeing God. Don't talk of seeing God. God's seeing is not so cheap. You talk about seeing God. You want to see God. Then you have begun a student how to see God.
Can't I see God by becoming a Christian? A Christian?
Yes. That I was thinking. But if you are true Christian, you see God. At least true Christian, let me see.
Have you got a particular mission for London?
I have a particular mission for the whole world. Why London? London is included in the world.
What is that mission?
That mission to make you understand what is God.
What?
You cannot say what is God. If I ask you, can you say what is God?
I can't.
Huh?
Can you?
Therefore you have to learn.
Can you say what
yes,
is God?
Yes, yes. Therefore you have to become student.
Tell me what is God.
That's somebody who becomes student. Otherwise, you don't really understand that. I say God is the supreme enjoyer. God is the supreme compiler. That I already told. Can you understand this? Can you refute this, that God is not the supreme compiler?
What sort of people do you want?
Now, why are you going there? The coffin wants you to go there.
I have to do, I'm afraid.
No, no. Then I have to have a lot of work like that. You go tell one thing, make a solution.
What sort of people do you want to become students?
Tell him.
We want everyone to become our students. No one has a good understanding of what is God.
I can't get this on the microphone. I went somewhere.
We can say in a certain from the students who are actually trying to understand God.
I read somewhere that possibly you wanted to convert people who were politicians and businessmen. Why?
Who said? Why do you have got this idea that I am trying to convert politicians?
Well, I read it somewhere.
Where?
In a newspaper.
Where is your newspaper? This is not a fact. You are telling something which is not a fact.
You want to convert everyone?
Yes. Everyone because you understand God. Why politicians and newspaper men? Everyone. God is for everyone. Everyone is for the human life is meant for understanding God. Why politics and for business? Without knowing God, he cannot be happy. Whatever he may.
Do you think if people had a deeper understanding of God,
then
a spiritual consciousness?
Yes, then he is happy.
Do you think it would solve the problems of
all this? All yes, that's it.
Which problem?
All problems. Whatever problems are there. Social, political, religious, cultural, everything.
The problems that exist in Ireland and in India?
Yes, everything. To simply give education to understand what is God. Then all problems.
What about yourself? How long have you had this understanding and awareness of God?
How long was it? I wouldn't understand it from my birth. My father was God himself. He taught me to how to become God himself.
And you are in fact the spiritual leader of these students. What does that mean?
Because I want to teach them what is God. I want to learn that. From God, I can teach them.
How long does it take?
It takes 1 second.
Well, can we do it?
Yes. We accept. Surrender to God, then you become God's conscious.
And what happens to me then?
Then you become happy. And in Bhagavad Gita says that God says that you surrender unto me, I give you protection of all sinful reactions. That is the statement of God. So if you surrender to Krishna or God, the God, so long as you are forgotten about you. Now I surrender unto you, you do whatever you like. Everything is right.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
You are simply presenting the fact that everything belongs to God. God is the supreme friend. And God is the maintainer of it. And he is the supreme God. These three things if you understand, there's a whole problem. Now, I say that God is the provider. Now you reprove those who will not accept that God is not over the hand of us. So, this requires discussion. How you become the provider? God is the supreme engine. He is the provider, he should be in God. Just like here, if I am the provider of a factory, so the profit should come to me. Similarly, if God is the provider of everything, then we cannot enjoy anything without the sanction of God. We therefore eat prasadam. We know that the fruit, flowers, or grains, or leaves, whatever we are offering, Krishna. Krishna has given us. You cannot manufacture these things, like oranges in factory. You cannot manufacture rice or wheat. Actually, God has given us. That is God's purpose. Anything. Even those who are eating animals, they cannot manufacture animals in fact. That is also God's view. So in the Vedas it is said, Eko Bhavanam Vidudhati Kavan, that one supreme living being is supplying food or necessities of life to all living. That's the fair. He is the maintainer. He is the giver of food. We are simply pretend that everything, even this house, was your part, everything, the material ingredients supplied by God, the intelligence is also given by God. So, by God giving intelligence, by God giving ingredients, you are preparing something and you are claiming that it is mine. Why? Suppose if I give somebody intelligence and make this table like this, I give ingredients, I give him money, then after every table is manufactured, if the carpenter comes, it is mine. Is that proper? So I have given you money, I have given you the wood, I have given you the intelligence, I am maintaining. How is it going to you? This is going on. Everything God, and we are claiming mine. Ahama meti janasya mohoya. This is called illusion. I am not the proprietor, but I am thinker. This is what. So, Krishna consciousness means to remove this illusion to accept the real fact. That is. Krishna consciousness is nothing but it is something manifested. To come to your real body. That the bad man has got his unconsciousness. He's thinking so many crazy ways. That sort of consciousness is not helpful. If we actually come to Krishna consciousness, that is our consciousness. God is the proprietor, God is the enjoyer, and God is the maintainer. Movement, that is the greatest form of action.